bij een nieuwe uitzending van editie Pink Terrorist.
Hallo lieve luisteraars, mijn naam is Alex Bulte en ik zit hier in de studio met Zinzi Wolf. Vandaag hebben we een paar hele bijzondere gasten. Deze mensen zijn deel van het eerste Drag King House van Nederland. En hier ga je straks alles over horen, maar we gaan eerst luisteren naar het eerste gekozen nummer van onze gasten. I Want to Break Free van Queen.
Gelegd hebben. Op nummer 5.
Een schokkend nieuws.
Palestijnse autoriteit verbiedt activiteiten voor regenbooggemeenschap. De Palestijnse autoriteit heeft alle bijeenkomsten van de LHBT-belangenorganisatie Al-Ka verboden, nadat er een aankondiging was gedaan voor een evenement aan het einde van de maand. Louis Rijkaard, politiewoordvoerder voor de Palestijnse autoriteiten, noemt de activiteiten van LHBT-groeperingen schadelijk voor de hogere waarden en idealen van de Palestijnse samenleving.
Op nummer 4.
Vrolijk nieuws.
ASVG bestaat dit jaar 10 jaar. De Amsterdamse studentenvereniging GAY zal dit jaar hun 10-jarig bestaan gaan vieren. De vereniging voor LHBTQ+ studenten organiseert verschillende activiteiten en probeert jonge LHBTQ+'ers die studeren of naar school gaan een veilige plek te bieden. Maar horen natuurlijk ook maatschappelijke en vooral feestelijke evenementen bij. Hopelijk kan ASVG nog vele lustrums vieren.
Op nummer 3.
Het treurig nieuws.
Homo-monument Berlijn beklad. Het Berlijnse homo-monument is onlangs opzettelijk beschadigd. Dit monument was massief blok beton, heeft een raampje waardoor een filmpje van twee zoenende mannen te zien is. Dit raampje is donker gemaakt, zodat het filmpje niet meer te zien was. Het Berlijnse homo-monument is al vaker vernield. Inmiddels is het filmpje wel weer zichtbaar. Ik, Alex, ben er afgelopen maandag zelf geweest om het te aanschouwen.
Op nummer 2.
Hoopvol nieuws.
Burgemeester Ottawa uit de kast. De burgemeester van de Canadese hoofdstad Ottawa heeft dit weekend bekendgemaakt dat hij homoseksueel is. Hoewel hij blij is dat hij uit de kast is gekomen, vindt de 58-jarige Canadese burgemeester wel dat hij eerder uit de kast had moeten komen. Aan de ene kant is het goed dat prominente politici uit de kast komen, maar aan de andere kant zou dit al lang genormaliseerd moeten zijn.
En op nummer 1.
Liefdevol nieuws.
Hartjesdagen weer een groot feest. Eenmaal per jaar op de derde maandag van augustus vinden de Hartjesdagen op de Zeedijk plaats, met als hoogtepunt een bonte optocht van verklede deelnemers. De Hartjesdagen vinden hun geschiedenis voor de Tweede Wereldoorlog. Zijn in de oorlog vervolgens gestopt, maar in de jaren 90 is het feest weer in ere hersteld. Kijk terug naar de leuke foto's die dit jaar zijn gemaakt en kom volgend jaar vooral langs om dit feest met ons en de Centrumnaren te vieren. Nou, een deel van de uitzending zal in het Engels gedaan worden, omdat een deel van onze gasten Engels spreekt. But before we introduce them to you, we're going to listen to the second chosen song, Borders by MIA.
As you read them, this one needs a brand new read them. Weed in the key, weed in the key into life. Let's beat them, weed them smartphones, don't beat them.
Some westerns,
yeah, guns close doors to the system. Yeah, fuck them when we say we're not with them. We solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East, and West. We representing peace, seven players on the act. And we're talking in our sleep, just to listen on the system. We're sitting on the stoop, where we get our scoop. This is how we keep it cool, and this is how we do. We representing peace.
Ja, lieve luisteraar, welkom terug bij Pink Terrorist. Oh ja, yeah, we're gonna do it in English. I forget sometimes because normally it's in Dutch. I have three lovely guests before me and we always start with the same double question. Who are you and where are you from?
My name is Julius Staley. I'm from Amsterdam and I currently study at the Rietveld and gonna graduate next year. Yes.
And next to you is?
I'm Melissa Dank. I grew up in Tel Aviv, Israel. So that's where I'm from. I've been to Amsterdam for the last 2 years. I work in publishing.
Okay.
And I'll give it to my bro.
Hey, my name is Patricia and I'm born in Colombia. I was adopted to Denmark, so I grew up there. And because of my music studies, I ended up in Amsterdam, which I'm really thankful for. I've been here 4 years, and this year I was so lucky to go to a workshop about drag, and now I'm in a drag house
yes.
of Lost Boys.
Yes, and that's also why you're guys here. I have a question for Julius. When and how started the idea of a drag king house, and who was the initiator?
I started it together with Giorgio Ventura, who I went to school with, and with Taka Taka, who's a drag performer at Club Church and from the House of Hopeless. And the idea came from the fact that we felt that like lesbian culture, dragging culture, and trans men culture was lacking in representation in the queer scene of Amsterdam. So we wanted to create that then ourselves. And also there are several individual drag kings, but there's no house you can join. And that's how you also learn it together and learn it from other people from the house. So then we wanted to start it ourselves. And we started with the Drag King Academy to learn it together. And then from that, we developed the house.
And what do you do at the Drag Academy? Because I'm not sure people like really have an idea what it is or what you're doing when you come together.
Well, every Thursday we meet up at Club Church and then we have sometimes guest teachers who teach us makeup or how to bind your boobs or how to pack, which is like a fake dick in your pants. And we have performance classes that kind of stuff. And now we've had not so many workshops, I think, but just more house meetings in which we talk about which events we're going to do and practicing shows and performances. But mainly it's about performative teachers and makeup teachers.
Yeah, and let's rewind a little bit because I wanted to talk about the Drag King Academy a little bit more later. But first of all, you said that you started it with Giorgio Fintua and Taka Taka. But how did you actually meet them? Like, how did that whole situation happen?
I had a workshop of Taka in my first years of the Rietveld, and we ran into each other a few times. And then last year I had to do an internship for school, and I approached him if he could be my intern guidance.
So that's really awesome. Yeah. I want to do that as well at my school.
And during that same time I met Giorgio Ventura, and they contacted Taka to be a drag king. So then we chose that we could mix those two questions together. So that's how we came together.
Okay, and you're also the father of the House of Lost Boys, right?
Yes, yeah.
And Taka is the mother then, or?
I think so, yes. We haven't yet really made a name up, but I think he's the mother or the godmother or something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so for as far as I know, I don't know any other drag king house. I know a lot of drag queen houses, but no drag king houses. So why do you think that is?
Well, I have like this theory, but I don't know if it's true, but I have the feeling that a lot of things that start from a female body are not that represented, also not in the queer scene. But that's my theory. I don't know if it's true. But I don't know. It's not that known also, drag queen culture. I know in London and England there's quite a bigger scene, but in the Netherlands it's not that big. You have like individual ones, but not really houses.
Yeah, I think it's also kind of strange that in the scene in general, there are a lot of drag queens, but I don't see a lot of drag kings. Just in general, not even houses, but still. If you go to a regular like a gay club, there are not a lot of drag kings. How? Why?
I don't know. I really throw it all on the theory I had, but I also think it's really coming up now, and drag is also becoming more popular for the wider audience, I think. And now you see more drag kings coming up. Also at the Drag Olympics a few weeks ago, there were quite some drag kings that I didn't know yet. But so I think it's really coming up now. Yeah,
sometimes I hear that people, because a lot of drag queens get booked, but drag kings tend to have a harder time getting booked at clubs. Do you feel that way as well? Do you feel like sometimes like just one king gets booked because they have to have a king, or how do you experience that?
Well, I don't really perform, so maybe it's better to ask one of my fellow kings a question.
Who wants to answer?
Me? Yep. I hope you don't mind if I talk a little bit about your question before.
Yeah, of course.
I think that generally speaking, there is this, in terms of visibility, there's a lot more gay men visibility in things that start with gay men, meaning also drag queen culture. And as you said about a regular gay bar, usually you don't see a lot of women there either, or a lot of people that have started with, that were assigned a female at birth. So I think a lot of that, and I think also the public perception of what is drag is very influenced by shows like RuPaul. And I'm a big fan and I've seen everything, but I still recognize the fact that it's a very exclusionary format with a very specific kind of drag. And even though it changes throughout those different shows and seasons. Still, for now, for drag RuPaul UK, where there's a very big drag king community, still that they didn't accept drag kings into RuPaul UK. So I'm just, so I think it has really a lot to do with how in public spaces, women are assigned, people that were assigned at birth as female are given less space. And also, yeah, so I think that's a lot has to do with that. A lot with that and the public perception of drag as it is. But I think we can really see in Instagram and in the on Facebook and a lot of different platforms that drag kings are really a big movement that is growing constantly and becoming stronger and stronger. I know that there are quite a lot of alternative drag events that are being put on. Even if I gave RuPaul for as an example, then I know that they had recently a party that kind of competes the drag, how is that, drag con, and it was fully packed in advance with drag performers that felt excluded from drag, from RuPaul's kind of drag. So I think there is really a big movement into that. So I hope that works, and for I hope that changes more quickly. And for that question you've asked about booking, sorry,
that's great.
Just give me a microphone. about booking is I think we're not really in that point yet, but all of our experiences so far had been super positive, and I think that Amsterdam is really down with getting it more diverse, more visibility. And I really hope, I kind of feel as though we are less ready to perform than the city is ready for us. And that's a very flattering experience. So thank you, Amsterdam, for that.
Yeah, I think it's really great that there is now actually a drag king house in Amsterdam. And I think that you have now the power to bring more visibility with the house. And, you know, that the fact that all the kings are now together in a way, because they're kings, like you said, they are loose performers, and now you can perform in the same place and like have a brotherhood like queens have the same. But before we'll move on later with more questions, but let's have the next song ready, which is Prince Roy, Unconditional. Te amé, te adoré,
esa última carta que te escribo, mis últimas letras si te dejo en el olvido. ¿Cómo es posible que no sepas perdonar?
Okay, welcome back to Pink Terrorists. We're still talking with the house people from the House of Lost Boys. One moment, please. you were talking about performances you already did with the House of Lost Boys, but my first question is then, you're not like really, you're not doing it for a very long time, do you? Maybe you can answer that. And also, how did you like, how was it for you to perform?
Yes, the first workshop this year was in March, so it's relatively new, and in the beginning it was just workshop, and then it continued with the core group where you figure out, hey, we really belong, and everyone, like, it's inclusive group. You can be who you are. Drag is so many things. It's not just you portray masculinity, for example. It can be anything in between. And I think many of us realized that, and we wanted to continue with the house. So the house is actually quite new. I think the first real performances where we show the world in Amsterdam, here we are, it was in the Pride Week.
And what did you do in Pride Week?
Well, we did a lot. We are so thankful for Taka Taka and Julia's work. We were invited to several places where we were at Milkshake, and also we actually did some performances with you, Shakespeare Club.
Yes.
And it was very well received.
Yeah, I really liked it. I saw it. It was really nice.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. And I know that a lot of people have an idea of how drag queen shows look like, but what do drag kings shows look like? Are they different?
Yeah, for instance, I think the whole house, the first show we did, it was for Drag Olympics, the Homo Monument, and we really made a performance together. And how does it look like? I think we thought we are more strong together, so we did a whole performance together. And what would you say is most different? Obviously our makeup, but I think our appearance, we have to work more for it. We spoke just in the break about the drag queens can stand there and they are tall and beautiful, and we often are very small compared to them, so we really have to show ourselves and make our appearance.
So it's also almost physically harder to do it.
Yes, you have to work for it, but it's fun.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And you, so you do that you practice that every Thursday at Club Church, right? And how did you get to know about that, about the academy? Did you find out via Facebook, and were you just once there, you really loved it? Tell me about that. How did that go?
So actually, yeah, they, Julius and Giorgio and Taka put it online on Facebook and just, yeah, bombed the waves. It was just, yeah, we were just talking about it with Taka. I really kind of sent it everywhere, and and it was just like a week before they put it, and there were 30 people at our first Drag King Academy.
Are all those people in the house as well?
Some have left, and that's very natural because it was the first time and people kind of wanted to check it out. But I think we're like around 20 people, which I think is... It's like 15 to 20.
Quite big already.
Yeah, it is. It is. So I think that really proves that there's a big core group. And I think having a first meeting with 30 people is pretty great if it was only put on Facebook. So that really showed that people were craving it. And I think kind of that moment arrived and everything, kind of the stars aligned. And
yeah, so for sure.
That was pretty much it.
Have you seen it grow, the interest in you since you had your performances at Pride?
Yes, especially on the social media. We are so many people connecting, and it's really great. I think in Amsterdam the scene is really growing as well. We personally, I'm already being contacted to perform different places. So I think many bookers and producers know that people are craving for it as well. Yeah.
So it's kind of growing, and for example, if people wanted to join the drag house, is that possible, and how can they go to church or?
Yeah, that it's possible. We kind of closed the workshops for, I think, 1.5 months, so we could focus on the core group and how we develop. But you can send like a message to the house, like on the Facebook chat, and then we give information about how and when this Thursday that people can join. So we want to put it open again also.
And do you have to like
audition?
Yeah, no. All that's my second question. But also, are people like really starting drag when they join the house, or are people like more already?
Did they already do drag?
No. Everything is possible. Like if you're more experienced with it and you just really want to join the house, that's totally possible. But I think most people want to start it to do drag. And then because we have been going on for a few months, so we can teach people a bit, but we're also learning ourselves. But it's not that you have to audition or that you have to have experience. Everything is possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say actually quite the opposite. I think we all started, we didn't know the right end of a makeup pencil, you know? Mm-hmm. And now it's, I'm still not sure that I know, but I'm trying. Yeah. But we're trying and we're getting there. So, and I think definitely we want to open for some new blood.
If now. Somebody already has experience, they can.
Oh,
also.
For sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
But we started like blank, really.
And then the question is, why did you decide to start? Because you both started with, because of the House of Lost Boys. So why did you start, for example?
I started because I saw the event. And when I was a bit worried, actually, because I knew about drag queens. But when I've seen a person trying to imitate them and having a beard, I thought it looked like a caricature, more like funny, and I didn't want it to be funny. I am non-binary, and I wanted maybe to explore more my masculine side, and I also ending up now being more realness drag queen, meaning that it's more, I'm looking like I'm a man impersonator. So when I went, it caught me the first event because of the people, but also I realized how much I can express myself. And what I didn't know is that drag can be everything. Like we have a whole house now and we are so different, which is really great. We inspire each other, but some people, I'm Latinx charm, so I'm more in with the Latin music. I'm performing, dancing and lip singing. Meanwhile, other people are more into doing crazy makeup exploration or maybe speaking or doing a poem, and it also drag is not only about performing. You can also just be in the environment. You can also just be comfortable dragging up, and you're not forced to do anything.
And for you, why did you decide to start it? Or
I think I've been dreaming about starting something like this for a really long time. A major cliche. First of all, I am also non-binary, and I really felt like that could be a bit of a playground to play with my gender and understand how I want to be expressed. But also, I've been the big cliche. I've been to gender studies, and I've read a lot about drag, and I was thinking about that a lot. And I really wanted to be to have this experience. And I think what we discovered is actually not as much as it is about drag, but how, to which extent we needed the community. I think we were all overwhelmed with how incredible we felt once we had that. So I think a lot of that is the big, one of the big reasons that everyone stayed is that everyone kind of felt we're a very, very diverse group. We have people from like 18, 19 to over 40. We have people from different places around the world.
Yeah, that was really great. We come from different backgrounds. So we have a DJ, we have people in the art world, we can have people who can write. And all of us together, we can create a really cool house, I think.
Yeah, designer. We have a lot of different people from different places, and that diversity is something that's really, really important for us. Anti-racist, misogyny, you know, a very trans-friendly, supportive. A lot of us are non-binary on that spectrum. There are also straight people.
Oh my God, they exist. Oh, yes.
I know. We've accepted a straight girl. I'm kidding, of course, everyone is welcome. But so I think that's a big reason of why we kept on going. It's because it's also a community in a different world to participate in. Yeah. And that's really important.
It was really refreshing coming from studies or something else to feel inclusive and included. But also I heard from myself and other people in the house that they haven't found a real queer community before where they felt welcome. Mm-hmm. And it was back to the gay culture we spoke about in the beginning. So in this house, they actually felt like they could get into the queer community and
feel at home.
Yeah, feel home environment and which go on and becoming friendships.
All right, great. Well, I want to hear more about your personal drag journeys in the house. But first, let's listen to the next song, which is One Dance is a Mouthful This. So One Dance by Drake and Hasta El Amanecer by Nicky Jam, which is a mashup by Alex Iono.
Like your style, grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. It's never much love when we go OT. I pray I make it back in one piece. I pray. And that's why I need a one dance. Got an NSC in my hand. One more time for I go. Power's taking a hold on me. I need one dance. Got Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher power's taking a hold of me. Baby, I like your style. Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my hands. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. Como tú te amas, yo no sé. De dónde llegaste, ni pregunté. Lo único que sé es que quiero con usted. Quedarme contigo hasta el amanecer. Como tú te amas, yo no sé. De dónde llegaste, ni pregunté. Lo único que sé es que quiero con usted. Quedarme contigo hasta el amanecer. Óyeme, mamacita. Tu cuerpo y carita, piel morena, lo que uno necesita. Mirando una chica tan bonita, pregunta por qué anda tan solita. Ven, dale ahí, ahí, moviendo todo eso pa' mí. No importaría un maní el país, ya vámonos de aquí. Que tengo algo bueno para ti, una noche de aventura que we. Óyeme ahí, ahí, mami, vamos a darle. Rumbiando y bebiendo a la vez. Tú tranquila que yo te daré una noche llena de placer. Time for I go. Higher power's taking a hold. I need one dance. Quedarme contigo hasta el amanecer.
Yeah. Welcome back. We're still with the House of Lost Boys, and two of our amazing kings are here. So I wanted to talk a little bit about your drag personas, because how did the journey to find your drag persona, how was that? And how did you find out what you wanted to do exactly?
Well, for me, Latinx charm, I am born in Colombia, but I come from actually classical music world. But I have a really huge, big passion for Latin America and the Latin music. So drag was also a way for me to show this side and share it with the world, because I know most people like Latin vibes, no? And my name is Latinx Charm, so the X was a very important part for me, and I chose to really emphasize it with a big X. And there was a way for me to also do the thing they call gender fucking, or be able to do it in future. I haven't develop my character so much yet, meaning that yes, I want to be a drag king, but also I want to allow myself having female elements in it. For instance, have feminine movements, or I also like to put mascara and eyeshadow on, even though I do contouring where I have more masculine elements in my face. So that was really important for me. And the charm was because I wanted to charm people's the bachata, which we heard, the first Latinx song. And that's how Latinx charm came out.
Yeah, so I think personally, I'm still kind of figuring out my drag character. And I've struggled with that for a little bit. But I'm getting there. And my main inspiration for me is Freddie Mercury. So it's kind of always, oh, so today I want to do like something more cabaret and Freddie. And next time it's going to be something else and Freddie. Right. And so kind of that's...
It's always Freddie.
Yeah. It's always Freddie. So that's kind of where I am now. But I think drag as performances constantly evolves, and so does characters. So I'm still kind of trying to figure out where it's going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I do know that I am into the bizarre. So
that's for sure. Yeah. The great thing about drag is that it gives you a platform to talk to people and to show the world something. So do you have something that you want to achieve? Do you have goals? Do you want to change people's minds? Do you have venues that you maybe really like to perform at? What's that for you?
Well, there are venues I would like to perform in. I haven't really started a lot. I just did the Drag Olympics with my bros. Generally speaking, I think for me, the politics of it is very, very important. So so I do think that that's a force to be on stage. It's power, and it's really important how we use it. So personally, I think I will talk about my politics a lot.
Yeah.
And it's really important for me as someone that also comes from Israel. Definitely politics is a very big thing. Mm-hmm. And I think generally we need, as a group, we are thinking of how we can convey these ideas of inclusivity, diversity, to give women or trans people a lot of space within our community and empowerment. And I'm hoping, my dream is to have a lot of benefits soon, but we'll see. It's not even perceived yet. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I guess what I said before, to maybe put the masculine side in a different light. And to show people everything is inclusive. So also this gender fucking that you can have, you don't have to buy, and you can be with a boob but look like a man, or could look like a man and do something completely different that may shock people, but that's also where we are. We can have a platform where you can shock people and open the perspective of what's possible.
Yeah, great. Well, I really hope that you get the chance, and I'm pretty sure that you'll make it all happen, because you're already getting bigger and bigger. So have a great hopes for you. And I have a question for you, Lias, also as the father of the house. Last questions for you. Do you have anything coming up, anything exciting to share with us? Anywhere we can find you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever?
We're gonna make the Facebook and the Instagram this last coming 2 weeks. So then you will be able to find us on House of Lost Boys on Instagram and Facebook. But we still have to fix that, which is gonna happen soon. And we have some events coming up, but we also have to see whether that's gonna happen and when it's gonna happen. But we're probably gonna participate also in a Street Hearts Festival, which is the second Saturday of September. I think that's the 14th. And also you can send a message to the Facebook of the Drag King Academy. And then if you want to join the workshop, and then we can give you more information about that. And also we're planning on opening it up a bit earlier. Some Thursdays, the club, so we can do shows there and that's open. But we also have to find that out.
Yeah, but awesome. How cool will it be that in future we have like Drag Kings Night and yeah. All people are welcome and there will come female yes. Audience as well, and we can show Amsterdam where we stand.
Amazing, yeah.
I have a small question. What is coming up in my mind right now? Are you also planning on... maybe doing a performance with drag kings and drag queens together, like really work together with a drag queen house, probably?
Well, we are like sort of the brother house of House of Hopeless, mm-hmm. So a collaboration between those two would be very easily possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do it before, actually? I'm not sure.
Well... two of our kings performed at Blue, but I do not think, which is a party with a drag night at Club Church. I do not think there was a drag king of a drag queen there as well. So I don't know if we performed with drag
queens.
We've
just been on stage dancing.
Yes.
Of course, together. They are friends. They are super, super sweet. And they are super supportive for us, which is I was quite surprised that they were so open and welcoming everybody, the whole house. And I guess also in future for sure we can do some drag queen, drag kings.
I'm sure, yeah. House of Hopeless.
A drag mix-up is said in the radio studio. Yeah. and now we know what you're probably gonna do next. I wanna announce a few other uittips. I'll do it in Dutch because it's easier for me. Ik wilde nog even aankondigen. Er is een gay bar, de Queers, die is helaas gesloten. Een plek waar ik zelf heel graag kwam. Maar ze hebben op vrijdag 30 augustus Queers to Remember in de Kleine Comedie. Waar ook heel veel drag performances zullen zijn. Maar ook de mensen die er achter de bar staan en andere performances. Dus daar kan je nog steeds kaartjes voor kopen. Ik raad het zeker aan om daarheen te gaan. En het prostitutieinformatiecentrum wordt dit jaar 25 jaar. En op 14 september hebben ze een evenement. Dus als je daar langs wil komen, heel graag.
Allemaal gaan.
Verder, dat hebben we ook al in de nieuwsberichten gezegd, maar... ASVG viert hun 10-jarig lustrum. Zij hebben volgende week woensdag een openingsfeest in de Soho. Dus ook dat is denk ik heel leuk om te bezoeken. Vooral als je een beetje in het studentenleven zit of je ermee identificeert. Dat stellen we wel graag op prijs. Verder... ik denk dat ik onze gasten heel erg graag wil bedanken. Is there something you want to say to the listeners? A kind of last sentence about the House of Lost Boys?
Last words.
Oh, that's dramatic. support your drag performers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Whether they're drag king, queen, things, whatever. To support, come to see it.
Stay tuned. Follow us on social media.
For sure. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, then we're gonna say bye. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
We will hear a lot from you. Thank you so much.
See you.
Thank you.
Luisteraars, dit was hem weer. Wilt u reageren of informatie over onze uitzending? Neemt u dan contact op via onze Facebookpagina Pink Terrorist. Bedankt voor het luisteren en tot de volgende keer.